15 of, is this thing on?
Oh, if we waited an episode, it would have been my favorite number.
16?
Yeah.
Why 16? Why 16 your favorite number?
I don't know. I think just one of those things. My sister, my twin sister, is always, her number was 17, so I like wanted down a number. I don't know.
Okay.
I just like the sound.
Actually, that was one of the things we were going to talk about. You are a twin.
Yes.
Identical twin?
Fraternal.
Fraternal.
Yep.
Okay.
That's
What's
me.
The biggest difference between you and your sister?
Everything.
Really? You guys are the opposite?
Yeah. So, I mean, I have an older sister and also a younger sister as well. So it's like, oh yeah, it's like cool that I have a twin, but at the same time, like I have two other sisters that I'm like probably equally as close with. And I look more like my older sister than my twin sister. But I mean, I think more growing up, it was more of a big deal being a twin than like now I feel like we just lead such separate lives. Yeah. And just like no one ever sees us together because we have like different jobs, different friend groups. I mean, our high school friends are kind of the same, but like growing up, all people ever did was compare us and like always saw us together. We had all the same friends. And so it was always just like we were never competitive. We were always super close. It was just like annoying. But then I went to school and so I kind of did my own thing. She did her own thing. So.
Right.
It's like a fun fact now that I'm a twin. I'm like, oh, yeah, I am a twin.
So we kind of jumped ahead. Give us the background on Jen.
Background on me? Oh, God.
Who are you?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm a twin. That's one part of me. I mean, my family's super important to me. I feel like all I ever do is talk about my siblings and my mom and dad. But and then, I don't know, people always like ask that question of like how did you get into like your field, and I never had an answer, but
that
then
was
I also
next
kind of think of yeah like growing up all we ever used to do was borrow my mom's video camera and make like home videos and stuff, and then I was always a writer too, so I always liked thought I wanted to do print journalism, and then was told by a professor that print was dying, so I liked the video aspect of it like 10 times.
This came about in college?
Yeah. But then I always thought it only came about in college, but then the whole home video thing, I realized it was such a long time ago.
You were pretty active in your college TV stuff.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, yeah. Q30, represent. So, yep, went to a meeting, one of those involvement fairs, like freshman year, and then it was me and she's still currently my best friend, Colleen, went to... Yeah, involved in fair, and she was like, I think I'm going to go to, like, one of the shows. And so we went and helped out and kind of just, like, got roped in as freshmen. And then my sophomore year already was on, like, the board of directors. They were crazy and thought two sophomores could handle that much responsibility. But it was we were, like, art directors, so it was pretty cool. And then one of our other friends kind of took it over, and we kind of helped in, like, the rise of it. I was super involved in like the newscast, and it was like my life. I learned way more from there than I ever did in any of my classes, and I was always so ahead in all my classes because none of the other kids ever like were involved. So like broadcast journalism majors and stuff.
And where'd you go?
Quinnipiac. Oh yeah, should have said that.
Well, I knew. I just wanted the audience to know.
I know.
Which is like a huge communication school.
I do
school.
Too. Yep. A lot cool. of pride. A lot of Quinnipiac pride. As poor as it's currently making me.
As poor as it's currently making you.
So expensive.
What, the school?
The school. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's expensive. Yep. In general. Any schools, period, at this point, is really expensive. Yep. And plus, you're in a field where no one's in this field to get rich.
Oh, yeah.
So, your first gig out of school, tell us about that.
So, I started out, it was my junior year of college, interning at Greater Media Boston. It is now known as Beasley Broadcast Group, but I was intern at the video department. So, I mean, it sounds confusing because it's like it was video for radio almost. So it was like I would film like concerts, and there were all kinds of like different clients that Greater Media had, and like MGH, Hood Cream, like all this different stuff. So we'd film commercials for them, and then so that was just an internship. I did it summer of junior year, and then they had me back in the winter. So I was like, okay, they like me, so maybe they'll hire me. And then it turned out a part-time opening opened up, and so I worked there for I think about a year before here.
What radio stations were those?
Country 102.5, Magic 106.7, WROR, at the time was Radio 92.9, but now it's Alt 92.9, rebrand, and Hot 96.9. So,
what was the coolest thing you filmed during that time?
Oh, God.
Or your favorite thing? Is there an artist or whatever?
Think. Yeah, I mean, there would just be, like, big, huge concert days where, like, Earthfest, which they don't have anymore, unfortunately, but Earthfest was just, like, this whole outdoor concert thing, like, on the Commons, and it was so cool, and there would be, like, all different vendors there, and it was, like, the longest day of our lives, but it always was so rewarding in the end because it was such a cool show, and, like, they put on, like, all kinds of cool artists and stuff, so that was some of my favorite. Ask me, like, in an hour, and I'll have another answer, but, yeah, so pretty cool.
Was there anyone that was, like, that you thought, like, before, like, wow, before, like, it, after, like, being experienced and was like, wow, that person's really cool, or, wow, that person's a real jerk?
Oh, God. Well, we've had artists before, like, oh, no, Busta Rhymes. It was all the hip-hop artists. They were all just jerks. Like, or they just, like, were so, thought they were so entitled, and they were, like, whereas, like, country artists, most of them, they're all just, like, super, super nice, and right. I feel like just, like, grateful, and even the alternative artists, they were all really nice, too. Yeah.
You told the story one time that you got stuck in the city with Jermaine Wiggins or something to that effect.
I can't be talking about these people. They won't. They'll never listen.
No one's gonna listen.
Yeah, I mean, he was just a diva, and it was like, I think right before I got this job, or I think I was like in the interview process for this job, and I was like, please, dear God, I hope I get that job because I just need to get out of here, like, and not deal with Jermaine Wiggins. But I mean, little did I know who I'd be dealing with. But
yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like stuff like that. I mean, otherwise all the other like radio personalities were all pretty good people. Or I think it was, oh, there was a country artist. There would just be things where like they wouldn't want to interact with the fans, so you'd have to like completely like, I don't know, like bring them somewhere private or like climb onto their tour bus to do an interview because they didn't want to like interact with people. And it was just like, just crazy things like that. But I mean, I guess security reasons, I guess you would have.
Yeah.
If you felt threatened, then I don't know. But there would be people who like aren't big enough artists to be like
creepy fans. Too, yeah. Probably.
Like, I think it was like Billy Carrington made us like move an entire interview like just because he didn't want to interact with fans.
Celebrity
and we're like, you're not
stalkers.
That big. Yeah. So I guess, I don't know.
I was going to talk about this job here.
Yep.
Let's see. You are to blame for this podcast. You're one of the creators
of
it.
It was the masterminds of Jen and Kayla.
You are the masterminds. Actually, two things that you guys wanted came back from a conference saying you wanted to do are now been done.
Yep.
I'm kind of afraid what happens
when
we go to
our next
conference.
I was going to say that. I was like, I shouldn't be going to the next conference.
It might be something else that you want to pick up and do.
Because I come back on like a, I don't know, a high of being like, we got to do this.
Your first week of work here was probably the most chaotic week that we have all year.
Yeah.
And it was, we were doing something new for the first time here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I said to you, I'm like, the first week is going to be nothing like anything else you're ever going to experience here. And that's probably true, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So talk about that first week.
Well, I feel like now, I feel like I didn't know how chaotic it was until later, until you guys kind of talked about like the behind the scenes stuff. I think I was just still so naive and like, didn't really understand like how much of like a big thing it was, because I think I was just like, oh yeah, I was in here, like we're in Studio B right now, I was in here like filming B-roll of like auction items, and we're over at the middle school like filming recitals and stuff like that. I mean, it didn't scare me away too much. I thought, I was like, what are you guys all for? Like, what's the issue? I was like, this is great.
And then you experienced everything else,
just like a typical week, and I was like, oh. It was almost like, yeah, I mean, that first week was crazy. The next week was just like, okay, now what? So, but like I said, I don't think I had any idea how chaotic it was until afterwards.
About the interview experience here, another, when we're doing these one-to-ones, another staff member said that we were intimidating. What say you?
I don't know. I mean, I didn't feel it too much. I think, well, maybe that was my first. I'm trying to think, that was like my first interview.
Well, Kayla
with
said
like
Sean and I
people.
Were extremely intimidating.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, you guys like kind of kept yourselves hard to read, or I don't know. I think you guys were like very friendly like to me. And so I was like, oh no, I'm like, I don't know if this is good or bad, or if they're just like that with everybody. And so I wasn't intimidated.
The funny part was like, all right, we're all right. Hired, I was like, all right, we have her as a finalist. And I was like calling your references.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't call me back.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, no.
Well, did I ever tell you the awkwardness that was? I don't even think they knew I was looking. I don't know why I was an idiot. I think Charlie and Julie knew.
Those ones that
my boss, like my main boss
with.
Who you called, didn't know I was looking until you called. And he was like, this John Grabowski just called me. And then I was like, yeah, I have something to tell you.
Yeah, it was like, I was like, all right, this girl's references won't call me back. Yeah. Damn it. Come on. Be like, I emailed them, called them. I was like,
yeah.
Oh my God, give me a break.
Yep.
So for those that, you know, aren't here a lot or are listening, you know, what's a normal day or week for Jen here at MCTV?
Oh gosh. I work with.
What are some things that you do?
RTR is a big part of my week. Wednesdays and Thursdays, got my two little groups, so they're fun.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I work with, well, now with the news program, I feel like that's a lot more kicked up. Before, I was doing a lot of stuff with the Mariner, and now I feel like I'm doing a lot
of
stuff
for
us. We got our show Wednesdays and Thursdays, I feel like, are my craziest days.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday, I feel like I get my life together. And then Wednesday and Thursday, all of a sudden, it's Friday. I'm like, what the heck?
Well, what about
like,
Friday, then?
Where did my week go?
Friday, you're like, why do I have to do this stupid podcast?
Yeah, and I'm like, yay, podcast day. got my groups to work with, got the shows, and then other just things in between covering different stuff.
All right. I like how we're wearing matching shirts as well today.
Yep. Both Sean, too.
Sean, too. Sean's got his MCT. So it's three of us that have our matching MCTV apparel.
Yep. One day we said all five of us will all have them on at the same time.
Someday.
Unknowingly.
Someday, unknowingly. It will happen. I guarantee it. What's your favorite thing to do out of all that stuff?
I do love like working with RTR and stuff. I love working with the Audubon guys. I feel like, too, I like going out and doing, covering, like, the different events and stuff. I mean, even, like, working with, like, COA and working with, like, just going out in the community. Oh, yeah, TIC, too. I feel like got like, a really good relationship with them. So just, like, going out in the town and getting to, like, know the different, I don't know, like, all the different groups and stuff. And so.
You work with a lot of different personalities within those groups.
Yep.
Is there a favorite person?
A favorite person?
Or a favorite person or two?
I can't single anybody out.
You can't single anyone out?
No, I mean, I don't know. Joe and Chris are personalities. Mm-hmm. Those are fun. Chris is a personality.
That's true.
Throws me for a loop sometimes every week. You never know what Chris is going to say.
Right. Yes, he's pretty entertaining.
Yep, they're all entertaining, but they're all just so awesome. And then my three on, or now there's increasing on Wednesday RTR.
Yeah, they have a whole gaggle.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I like going out in the town and meeting other, like finally becoming kind of like a familiar face, I guess.
What do you think of Marshfield? Because you're not from Marshfield.
I have this conversation with my family all the time because they'll talk about like, they're like, I don't know. I almost think because city politics can get nasty too. And they're like, I almost feel like town politics might even be worse than like Quincy. Because I'm from Quincy. I don't even know if I mentioned that. But, and so it's just an interesting take, like, I feel like, especially, I mean, well, football is a big deal for us, too, but,
right.
I mean, I feel like sports are a big thing. I feel like just everything that goes on here. We have two high schools, so that's just forget about it. And I don't know. It's pretty cool. It's very different.
Very
I like
different.
My reverse commute.
Pardon?
I like my reverse commute.
That's
like,
true.
Yep.
What's something that you want to do here that you haven't done yet?
Man.
should we wait till the next conference, essentially?
I guess, yeah. Because the news thing, I feel like, is very, like, that was very much something, I feel like, that I wanted to do, and now we're doing it, and we're getting into it. So I think that was really, and then, I mean, that's only going to keep growing, too. And so that's kind of very much fulfilling what I wanted. So
okay.
I don't even know if there's anything left. I'll think of things, like you said, the conference.
All right. What's the ultimate goal in the end for you?
Goal in the end?
What's the plan?
My plan?
What's the plan?
I don't know. currently on the side, I film weddings, and so I think it would be cool someday to have like my own like production house kind of a thing, or I don't know, because I mean weddings are fun, but they're exhausting.
I've never done a wedding.
Oh my god!
I would not. People ask me to do weddings, and I've told them no.
Yeah, like I feel like I would need like a team to do a wedding, which I mean to do it full like forever, but they're just very grueling. But I mean at the same time it's super fun to do too. At the same time, so I don't know. Own production house someday, or I love Chronicle. Work for Chronicle someday. I don't know.
What else are you doing?
Be happy and make more money.
Pay off for student loans.
Yep, for student loans, so I can survive and
live my life. What do you do outside of here? I mean,
what do I do?
Yeah.
What
does Jen do outside of MCTV?
The weddings was a lot. That consumes a lot of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I spend every few months or so visiting friends from college, or they come up here. Mm-hmm. I call it maintaining my long distance relationship with my friends because they're all from like New York and New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So traveling to Hoboken a lot, or they come up here. Hanging out with my boyfriend a lot.
Interests.
I feel like I'm lucky in that like my job is kind of my hobby as well.
Like, your job is your hobby.
Yeah. Well, I want to learn. I have a DSLR and I want to learn photography more. Take that up or something.
Okay.
I'm big into pop culture and Netflix and keeping up on shows. And
what are you watching?
Currently watching The Handmaid's Tale, which is freaking me out.
I've heard that's really kind of like depressing in a way.
Oh, yeah. It is scary because I feel like it could happen easily. Like in real life.
Really?
Yeah. Just the way things are going now. Yeah. I'm like, maybe not in our lifetime, or maybe, I don't know.
In our children's lifetime, but.
Yeah.
What else?
What else am I watching? Just finished Master of None season 2.
Oh, I love that.
Yep.
Show.
Yep.
Loved.
That's a good one.
It was weird how it ended.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I was mad at the ending.
I feel like there should be a third season just so you can kind of find out what happens.
I know. I think there. I don't know if it got approved yet.
I love that show because it was like his. I love like him and Arnie.
Yeah.
That's like basically it's just two dudes hanging out talking eating food.
Exactly. I loved which it got an Emmy. I loved the Thanksgiving episode. I was so happy it got an Emmy.
That's so.
That was so deserved. Yeah.
That's a great episode, and I love the one where they go to the like the wedding in Italy.
Yeah.
those are like two of my favorite episodes from that.
And a lot of people don't like that show. And
really?
I don't understand why. Yeah.
I don't know how you cannot like that show because like it was like short.
Mm-hmm.
It was simple and like everything was really funny.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know.
Everything about that show was hilarious. Like it wasn't like there wasn't any like dead points like the show. Like other shows was like, all right, this waiting for the funny bit. It was like constantly funny.
Yeah. So I guess it depends on people's humor. But I mean, I love that show. I don't know what else I watch. A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
I finished Friends from College too. That was interesting.
Never heard of it.
I
don't watch much TV.
Yeah.
It's one of those things like the more I work here, the less TV I watch.
I know. Well, I'm always like anytime I go home, I'm editing wedding videos. And so I would just like try to have at least like something to watch before I go to bed.
Yeah.
Which now I'm watching Handmaid's Tale. And that's not a good idea before bed. So I'm having nightmares.
Probably not in your best interest.
Nope. All the basics, Orange is the New Black, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, This Is Us came back. I'm basic and I watch that.
Chick TV.
Yep. Yep.
What else do we have here? All right. Anything else that we want to talk about? We're not talking about food. We will not be talking about food on this episode.
I'm not that big of the foodie person.
The other ones are the foodie people.
Yeah.
All right. You content with this podcast?
I think I'm good.
You going to share it with your family?
Yeah. Maybe they'll want to listen to it.
All right. Good. All right. Cool.
My green
tea's
probably cold.
Thank you, Jen.
No problem. All right.